Hi everyone, I'm Nicole.
And Matt here. Welcome again to Cantonese Class 101, Important Holidays. Now, there's a big bonus to making Chinese your adopted culture, and that is, you get double the holidays.
That's right. There are a lot of very colorful and exciting festivals that Chinese people celebrate.
And now you can adopt them as your own as well.
So today we're going to learn about five holidays that are near and dear to the hearts of Chinese people.
I think the first one we should talk about is very obvious.
Yeah, the most important holiday for Chinese people is the Spring Festival, also known as Chinese New Year.
If a festival's importance could be measured by the decibels of noise it produces amongst the population, then CNY, or Chinese New Year, would be a shoo-in for the winner in that contest.
Yes, we always welcome in Chinese New Year with food, family gatherings, and lots of fireworks.
Yeah. Unceasing fireworks for days on end. In fact, now CNY is not celebrated on January 1st, is it?
No, it's based on the Chinese calendar or lunar calendar, so it falls on different dates each year, but usually a date between January 21st and February 20.
Well, that certainly makes it easy for planning. And now, how do we say Chinese New Year in Cantonese?
春節.
One more time.
春節. And basically, Chinese New Year is observed as a public holiday in a number of countries where a sizable Chinese population lives.
Generally, people will get 3 to 5 day holiday from work to celebrate. That's not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good. We need the days off, you know, because Chinese people will travel back to their hometowns and villages to spend a holiday with their families. It's very important.
That's right. At that time of year in China, the trains and buses are packed with people working in the cities and returning home for the holidays.
Yeah, sometimes we'll have to take train rides of more than 36 hours without a seat.
Where would that person be going? To Mars?
Very close, very close. Could be a train from Harbin to Guangdong or, you know, from Shanghai to Tibet.
That is from the north all the way down south, or from the very eastern part to the inland in the west.
Exactly. And it takes 24 hours to go from Beijing to Guangzhou by train, and another 4 hours by bus to the town where I live.
Wow. I don't know if I could take a 24, or even worse, 36-hour train ride to anywhere.
Well, to be honest, the origins of Chinese New Year go back too far to be certain where the traditions came from.
Now see, that's the problem when you have a 5,000-year-long history.
Yeah. So we're left with numerous legends that offer explanations. Most of them are about a mythical beast that would terrorize villages and eat crops and livestock. Red lanterns, red scrolls, and firecrackers were all set to aid in scaring him away.
All right, well that explains a lot of it right there.
But whatever the origins, one thing for sure is that Chinese New Year's in the past, as well as today, center around family.
I know one of the traditions is to wear new clothes.
That's right, new clothes for a new year.
And there is a lot of red around as well.
The color red is in all decorations. It's definitely Chinese people's favorite color. It stands for happiness and good fortune.
Now I remember one day, right before Chinese New Year, everyone on the street was cleaning their houses in a frenzy. And I learned that in China, that is because the kitchen god is supposed to depart and report to heaven about whether the family was naughty or nice.
That's true, and the cleaning comes in because the family members are supposed to clean up the house while he's gone and make a fresh start to welcome the god, as well as the new promising year.
Okay, so once everybody is home and back with their families, what exactly do you do to celebrate the holiday?
The New Year's Eve dinner is very sumptuous and traditionally includes chicken and fish. Each day of the festival has traditional food, but these will vary from region to region and family to family.
And don't these dishes also have special names?
Of course, many of the dishes eaten on these days have names that are homophones for words with positive or lucky connotations.
And in some areas, ancestors are often honored by offers of food and incense made to the gods.
That's right, especially in the Cantonese-speaking areas, you know, Guangdong, Hong Kong, Macau, etc. We keep more of those traditions than Northern Chinese, with feng shui and all that. Although some may say we are more superstitious.
And are you not?
I think for young people, it's simply fun to do all the superstitions, you know, or traditions that parents require. Like in your animal year, you should be wearing red underpants and a necklace with the animal of your year to prevent yourself from bad luck.
And what year are you? What animal year are you?
Tiger.
And this is the year of the tiger.
Yes.
So you're wearing red underwear now?
Not yet, because Spring Festival is not coming. But it's not here yet.
Well, now we know what to get you for a gift. It's also a good way of keeping the traditions going. Participating in these activities and superstitions is also a good way of keeping the traditions going.
That's correct. You'll see me wearing a necklace of tigers in. My mom has got me one of those.
Well, this is all good and well, but really, the biggest impression I have of the Chinese New Year is the noise.
Ah, yes. At the stroke of midnight, the celebrating really begins. The sky is filled with fireworks, and the streets are filled with people wishing each other a happy new year.
Now that is the Chinese New Year I know.
So, it of course doesn't end there. The next morning, people often exchange gifts, you know. Red envelopes containing money will be given to the young ones by the older members of the family. But you're not supposed to open the envelopes until you get home.
Why is that? Because of bad luck?
Nope. It's just a tradition to put the money in the envelope. But if they want to give you a lot of money or, you know, show how rich they are, they would just hand you the money or just directly hand you the big note.
So what's the fattest red envelope you've ever gotten, Nicole?
Well, 1,000 RMB. But it was a long time ago, long before the recession came.
Ah, the good old days.
I miss that so much.
Now, for the rest of Chinese New Year, what do you guys do?
Basically, we just relax, visit friends, and wish them luck in the new year.
That's right. There's not much else that you can do, because most of the businesses are shut down during the holiday.
Yeah, though now in bigger cities, a lot of department stores and stuff will stay open to take advantage of business opportunity.
All right. So now, is there a Cantonese equivalent to our Happy New Year saying?
Yeah. And, you know, there are a couple greetings. One really famous one is Gong Hei Fa Chai.
Which means get rich, right?
Yeah. Gong Hei Fa Chai. A wish for prosperity in the new year. And another common one is simply Sun Nin Fai Lo.
Which means Happy New Year, right?
Sun Nin Fai Lo, yes.
Can you say both of those together for us, Nicole?
Okay. Gong Hei Fa Chai. Sun Nin Fai Lo.
One more time, a little slower.
Gong Hei Fa Chai. Sun Nin Fai Lo.
All right, that sounds very holiday-ish. Now, what should I say in response?
Well, you can simply repeat Gong Hei Fa Chai or Sun Nin Fai Lo.
So just mimic exactly what was said to you.
Exactly.
Good, I like that. So that is the most famous Chinese holiday, but there are many more. You guys are party animals.
Well, yeah, probably the second most important day in China is the Mid-Autumn Festival, also known as the Moon Festival.
That's right. And in Cantonese, it is
Zhong Chao Zi.
Can we hear that again?
Zhong Chao Zi.
Which literally translated means Middle Autumn Festival.
Yes. Zhong Chao Zi.
This festival is a popular harvest festival celebrated by all Chinese people.
Yeah, it dates back over 3,000 years and originates from moon worship in the Shang Dynasty.
Wow, so when can we expect the fireworks to start for this holiday?
We generally do look for excuses to light up fireworks, you know. Well, the Mid-Autumn Festival is held on the 15th day of 8th month in the Chinese calendar, or lunar calendar, which is usually around mid or late September. It's a date that coincides with the equinox of the solar calendar, when the moon is at its fullest and roundest.
A holiday about the moon. Now how did that start?
Again, it's pretty ancient, but the roots of the holiday lie in the story of the woman on the moon.
Another legend. I always thought it was a man on the moon.
It's a woman, a pretty girl. There are a few versions, but basically it's a story of a fateful night when Song O was lifted up to the moon.
Chinese poets love writing about that story.
Yeah. Farmers celebrate the end of summer harvesting season on this date.
And what do everyday people do to celebrate?
Nowadays, this holiday is celebrated with visits to friends and families and giving of traditional food of the holiday, you know, mooncakes.
One of my favorites. Now we get to the part about the massive mooncake gift exchange.
Yes, it is the traditional food of the Mid-Autumn Festival.
Basically, they are a pastry with a sweet filling. We've already discussed this in detail in our Cantonese cuisine episode. Everyone gives mooncakes back and forth at this time of year. You're guaranteed to get really sick of them.
Yes, and the price is really high. Some can even cost in the range of 10 to 50 US dollars a mooncake.
Now here's another Chinese holiday, and this one also centers more around family, but a little bit less around food.
Yes, it's a very important holiday where we may respect our ancestors. It's called Qingmingjie.
Let's hear that one more time.
Qingmingjie, or Qingming, omitting the last character.
The English translation recognizes this day as Tomb Sweeping Day.
Yeah, Qingmingjie. It usually falls around April the 5th.
For the Chinese, it is a day to remember and honor one's ancestors at their grave sites, right?
Right. We call it Bai San.
And what exactly does that mean?
Literally, worship the mountains. Bai San.
Now, why is it called that?
Because ancestors are buried in mountains, and people will visit the graves of their ancestors and clean the tombs. Some people will leave food, tea, wine, chopsticks, etc. for the departed.
Sometimes, at this time of year, you will see people put willow branches in their doorway.
That's right, because they think that the willow branches help fight off the evil ghosts that roam about during Qingming.
All right, now for a totally different kind of holiday. Mind you, one that also involves firecrackers. It's National Day.
Yes, October the 1st, the National Day.
So the PRC was founded around October 1st, 1949, with a ceremony at Tiananmen Square. What is this holiday called in Cantonese?
It's called Guohengjie.
Or National Day.
Right, Guohengjie.
It is celebrated throughout mainland China, Hong Kong, and Macau, with a variety of government-organized festivities, including fireworks and concerts.
Yeah, fireworks. And in the public places such as Tiananmen Square in Beijing are decorated up festively, and portraits of leaders such as Sun Yat-sen are publicly displayed.
And all the taxis will have the flag flying on their cars.
Yeah, isn't that lovely?
Well, if they offer a free ride around the city. Now, there is another popular holiday for the Chinese people that I had heard of even before I went to China.
What is that?
The Dragon Boat Festival, of course.
Oh, yeah. Dunmjie.
Let's hear that one more time.
Dunmjie.
Or Dragon Boat Festival.
Yes, it generally falls sometime in June.
This festival is believed to have originated in ancient China. There are a number of theories about its origins. There are a number of folk traditions, beliefs, and explanatory myths connected to the observance.
Yeah, but basically nowadays it involves eating those, you know, leaf-wrapped sticky rice dumplings called zhong.
What are they called again?
Zhong.
I love those things. They're little gluteny sticky rice dumpling things.
Yeah.
And there's a boat race too, right?
In many cities, yes. Even in Western countries with a significant number of Chinese.
It's a really ancient holiday that sort of fell by the wayside in China for a while.
Yes, the festival has much cultural history in China. However, the People's Republic of China government, established in 1949, for a long time excluded traditional holidays such as Dunmjie from its list of public holidays.
But it's back now.
Yes.
And that's the important thing. It was celebrated in China in 2008 for the first time in a very long time.
Yeah, it's really unique and interesting holiday.
And it's an excuse to eat those gluteny rice balls.
Yeah, yum.
This was just a sampling of all the holidays and festivals that China has in store for you. It's good for you that you're starting your Chinese journey here with us at CantoneseClass101.com, where you'll get double the holidays for one low price.
That's true.
And that just about does it for us today.